Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Would you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill our hearts with your power and your love. May you open us up today to hear the message that you have for each of us. So come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. Well, today is our last message in this series, Supporting Roles, Minor Characters with Major Stories. We've looked at Abigail and Jonathan from the Old Testament. Last week, we looked at Barnabas from the New Testament. And then this week, of course, the Canaanite woman from the New Testament in Matthew's Gospel. You may also know this story from Mark's version, in which this woman is referred to as the Syrophoenician woman. But either way, this nameless woman has lots to teach us about faith, about how to live by faith, about how to treat others who may be different from us, yet who have faith. Mother's Day is a fitting day to talk about this Canaanite woman. It is her love for her daughter that brought her to this bold request of Jesus and her expression of faith in Jesus. In the first century Palestine, the Jewish people divided the world into two groups, Jews and non-Jews, or Gentiles. They say that Jews and Gentiles didn't associate with one another, and to say that is a mild kind of statement. Actually, the Jews despised the Gentiles. They thought of them as just barely human. It's a little unusual that Jesus would be in this district of Tyre and Sidon, for that was one of the Gentile territories. But for whatever reason, Jesus and his disciples were there. This Canaanite woman breaks through many social barriers to get to Jesus. First of all, she's a Gentile approaching a Jew, and she is a woman approaching a man. Both of those were completely and socially unacceptable in that culture. However, this woman completely ignored cultural norms that day. A desperate mother will go to great lengths for her child. The woman was coming to Jesus because her daughter was being tormented by a demon. Now, don't get caught up in the young daughter or the problems that she had. They were extremely important on that day, but for our message today, our focus is on the mother. Also, we see in this passage some surprising responses from Jesus. He seems to be acting completely out of character in his initial reactions to the woman. However, neither is this the focus of our message today. It deserves a message of its own. Our focus today is on this Canaanite woman and her actions. The Canaanite woman's initial greeting is itself an expression of faith. Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. Somehow, this Gentile woman recognized Jesus as Israel's Messiah. This is also where we began to see the distance that existed between Jews and Gentiles. Jesus ignores her, and the disciples urge her to be sent away. Jesus tells her that he was sent only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus' seeming lack of compassion is surprising to us today, and it did not deter the woman that day. For she comes and kneels before Jesus in an act of worship, pleading with him, Lord, help me. But Jesus' response seems to be a bit harsh. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Again, a surprising response from Jesus, and again, the woman is persistent. Yes, Lord, Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. It is Jesus' next response that is of importance for us here today. For he says to the woman, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish." Jesus only uses that phrase, "great is your faith," two times. Here, and interestingly enough, the only other time was also said to a Gentile, a Roman centurion. He never made that comment to any of his disciples, only to two Gentiles. This Canaanite woman was not passive. She was not submissive as women in that culture were expected to be. Instead, she was passionate and driven. This woman had faith that Jesus could deliver her daughter from this demon. And she was not going to settle for anything less than what she wanted for her daughter. She was ready to plead with the disciples, with Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times. Her passion to see her daughter restored and healed drove her to relentlessly pursue the only one who could save her child, and that was Jesus. The Canaanite woman's faith was obviously in the person and in the power of Jesus. And at a time when many of those who surrounded Jesus, even his disciples, didn't fully grasp who he was, this Gentile woman demonstrated amazing insight when she called him Lord and Son of David. She believed, she had faith, and trusted in Jesus that he could perform a miracle for her daughter. This nameless Canaanite woman is a worthwhile example of faith for all of us. This woman who believed and trusted in Jesus was persistent in her pursuit of Jesus. When was the last time, if ever, you passionately pursued Jesus? I don't mean offering a simple prayer to Jesus, but I mean passionately pursued Jesus. Passionately pursuing Jesus in a time of crisis is a common occurrence for us. I suspect there have been more passionate prayers offered around the world in the last 8 weeks than there were in the previous 8 weeks. And if we'll be honest, most of the time we passionately pursue Jesus when we are in personal crisis or when someone we love or someone dear to us is in crisis. And we should passionately pursue Jesus in those kinds of times. But imagine, just imagine what would happen if we passionately pursued Jesus when we or someone dear to us wasn't in a crisis. If this virus had been contained to China, would we have as passionately pursued Jesus as we have over these past few weeks? Imagine what would happen if the world continued to passionately pursue Jesus with a relentless urgency once we emerge from this crisis. Pursue Him not because we're trying to get something from Him, but pursue Him for the sheer joy of deepening our relationship with Jesus. I often speak about us having a deep desire within us to know Jesus and being able to name that deep desire. But you know what? Jesus has that same desire. Jesus has that same deep desire to know us. Jesus wants to be more to us than a rescuer. If we will only passionately pursue Him. We regard this Canaanite woman with more than just an academic interest, for she awakens in us this feeling of admiration, perhaps even envy, because she stands where most of us would love to stand. What faithful Christian would not like it said to us by Jesus, "Great is your faith"? Think what it would mean to an aspiring artist if Picasso laid his hand on her shoulder and said, "You have a great talent." How wonderful it would be for a believer of God if Jesus could place his hand on our shoulder and say, "You have a remarkable talent for faith." Most of us would love that, and we envy this Canaanite woman. But this Canaanite woman not only teaches us about having faith, but she also teaches us about how we view others and other people's faith. Jesus ignored her in the beginning. The disciples tried to send her away because they didn't believe that she could possibly have faith in Jesus. We might not want to admit it, but we have looked at people from time to time and made a judgment about them and about their faith based on perception rather than experience. We might have thought, "Well, that person can't have faith because they fill in the blank." Maybe we ought to take the time to get to know someone before we make a judgment about their faith. Just because someone is different from us doesn't mean they don't have faith, and maybe even have a greater faith than we do. The Canaanite woman has much to teach us. She teaches us to relentlessly and passionately pursue Jesus. She teaches us that people we least expect to have faith may be the ones with the most faith. See, faith is all about trusting Jesus. And this Canaanite woman trusted that Jesus could heal her daughter, and she relentlessly pursued him. Have you, or do you need to relentlessly pursue Jesus today? Will you relentlessly pursue Jesus even when there is no crisis? Will you relentlessly pursue Jesus for the sheer joy of growing deeper in your relationship with Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.